great masses of light and shadow in the streets. Jean Valjean could glide along close to the houses on the dark side and yet keep watch on the light side. He did not, perhaps, take sufficiently into consideration the fact that the dark side escaped him. Still, in the deserted lanes which lie near the Rue Poliveau, he thought he felt certain that no one was following him. Cosette walked on without asking any questions. The sufferings of the first 6 years of her life had instilled something passive into her nature. Moreover, and this is a remark to which we shall frequently have occasion to recur, she had grown used, without being herself aware of it, to the peculiarities of this good man and to the freaks of destiny, and then she was with him and she felt safe. Jean Valjean knew no more where he was going than did Cosette. He trusted in God as she trusted in him. It seemed as though he were also clinging to the hand of someone greater than himself. He thought he felt a being leading him, though invisible. However, he had no settled idea, no plan, no project. He was not even absolutely sure that it was Javert, and then it might have been Javert without Javert knowing that he was Jean Valjean. Was not he disguised? Was not he believed to be dead? Still, queer things had been going on for several days.